السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Abba with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen, and Allah Ta'ala take Marqa Sahaba to defend and protect the integrity of the Sahaba Ikram. Allah Ta'ala accept this humble effort in whatever we are doing to safeguard the azmat and the love of the Sahaba Ikram. Allah accept our efforts. This platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu li ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa is the 29th of Zulhijjah 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 49, Suratul Hujurat, and verse number 6. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made the Quran Sharif the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for all times, all places and situations. Today we are discussing a very, very important topic. Chapter 49, verse number 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ay iman walo, O you who believe. 89 different places Allah Jalla Wala has used this phrase. Ye to aashiqana khitab hai. This is addressed filled with love and compassion. Allah is elevating the rank of every true believer. When we look at the converse and the opposite, Almighty Allah mentioned it once only, chapter 66, verse number 7. That also to humiliate and disgrace them. Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims who are sane and mature, irrespective of their denomination, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhas, atheists, whatever, they fall under the ambit and purview of that verse, chapter 66, verse number 7. Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru, la ta'tadhiru al-yawm. Today, the day of justice, the day of judgment, do not cite and give any excuses. No excuses entertained, nothing negotiable today. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You will be punished definitely according to your deeds and dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Everlasting doom and everlasting gloom. Allah protect us all. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we seek your protection, Ya Allah, min al-kufri, from blasphemy. What will be the end result of those who die on kufr and blasphemy? They reject the articles of faith. Chapter 33, verses 64-65, everlasting Jahannam khalidina fiha abada. La yajiduna waliya wala nasira. No protector, no helper for them. Chapter 33, verse 64 and 65. And Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki. And people who ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah, no forgiveness for them. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Verily Allah Jalla wa'ala will never forgive those people who ascribed and associated somebody, something to him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And then the munafiqeen and hypocrites, like today there's no shortage of them. Outwardly, they tell you they're Muslim, but inside they despise and they hate and detest Islam and they reject it. So Almighty Allah teaches us regarding such people who are devoid of Iman. Chapter 4, verse 145. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The hypocrites who pay lip service only to Islam, they will be dispatched to the lowest layer, dungeon, prison of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, Allahumma ahfazna min. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas, these were the greatest scholars in the field of tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran, and as the Orientalists call it, the science of exegesis. So that is what they call tafsir of the noble Quran. That they say that this is Allah sabilil ikram wa takreem. Allah Jalla wa'ala is elevating our rank and status. And when Almighty Allah mentions Ya Ladina Amanu, it is to motivate, inspire us to do a certain action or to abstain and refrain from a certain deed and action. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun min nabain. So this is a conditional clause. Ja'akum comes to you. Fasiqum. What is the definition of a fasiq in Islam? Literally in the lexicon, it will mean you have a circle, right? And when you go beyond that circle, so al-khuruj and ita'a. So when you go beyond the boundaries and parameters of Islam, so that person then now is a fasiq and so forth. So people who commit major sins, and they do so openly, and remember that they are proud about it, and there's hardly any hope or scope for they're going to make tawbah and repent. So that is how it is explained and elaborated by Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirun. Illa al-mujahirin. Both ways you can read it. So this ummah of mine, everybody will be forgiven except those people who commit vices and sins openly, proudly, and in front of all sundry. So now if you just take 4 or 5 examples, people going to the casino, and they won't even hide it, they're proud about it and so. People who are on drugs and alcohol, Allah forbid, and they do that in front of all and sundry. People who are involved in fornication, adultery, is moving around with his mistress in front of everybody. She is moving around with her sugar daddy in front of everybody. People who come on TV and the Maulvis who justify it and so forth and put makeup before they appear on the TV, satanic screen. So all of them will fall in the category of fasiq, remember that. If they say it is totally halal, something that is haram, then you go out of the fold of Islam, Allah forbid, that is murtad and so on. So we need to understand the fasiq is still Muslim. But if he starts saying that alcohol or casino or fornic and all these type of things are halal, riba, interest and so forth, then remember, they go right out of the fold of Islam. In ja'akum fasiqum binaba'in, that if this fasiq transgressor, open transgressor comes to you binaba'in, with some information, with some news, don't accept it just like that. Fatabayyanu, fatathabbatu. So you must verify it before amplifying it. So first verify. Whether we are doing it at a micro level, somebody came and told you something, kala tumane khabar che, ke I garnu hani halu, and now they are gone for talaq in handu. So we just go put it on social media and everything. Today you just press one button, thousands of people will receive it. No verification, nothing. That haram that, remember that. You know that lady who told you is a gossip auntie, is a fitna khor, and she just loves all the sensation and all this breaking news and so forth. And me and you in the media, we have to be extra careful, remember that. Because we're not speaking to 1, 2 people or 100 people, we're speaking to thousands of people. So therefore, verify before we amplify. Binaba'in fatabayyanu, hence you must verify it. If you don't verify it, then this will happen. Antusibu qawman bijahalatin, then you will be impacting on a people or on a nation. bijahalatin unknowingly, you think that you're doing good, but you're causing harm to so many people and so many nations and so forth. And the jutlas and the Western media, that is what they thrive on. So they call that propaganda. They call that, you must remember that the jutlas and so of them, they have mastered that skill. You must remember that. That how to make propaganda and blame other people besides blaming themselves. So be jahalatin unknowingly. So we and you need to be very careful. Fatusbihu, then you will become ala ma fa'altum nadimin, on what you did, then you will express sorrow and regret and so forth. So in English, you know, there are certain nice sayings in every language. So think before you ink. You know, that's the same meaning here. Think before you ink. Look before you fly, you know, or you walk. So remember, you by the robot traffic light. You can't just be walking. You have to look left, right, and then you walk and so forth. So that is what we must do. Look before you leap. You know this English. So that is what we need to understand here. So not just any gossip or any panchat and anybody say something. We just listen. Hadith in Muslim Sharif. Kafa bil mar'i kadhiba. Ayyuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. It's if a person to be a liar, that whatever he just hears, then he goes and he utters it, he blurts it out. So we must be very, very careful, and especially we in the world of media and so forth and so on. So we must, propaganda, we must learn to sift out what is halal, what is haram, what is tayyib, what is khabith, what is pure, what is impure. So that is our function as Muslims, remember. Therefore, in the field of hadith, remember that great, great ulama and giants, they worked it out, that what which ahadith are sahih and that are authentic, which ahadith are hasan and that is good, which ahadith are weak and da'if and that can work in fada'il and not other places in virtues, and which ahadith are maudhu, totally fabricated. So these imams were masters in this field and discipline. So those who concocted the hadith, they would use strong words against them. Huwa dajjalun, huwa kazzabun, laysa bithiqatin. He is dajjal. He is a big, big liar. And he's a person, he's not reliable at all. So that is to safeguard the deen of Islam. Always understand that. And we are the only ones in the world who have this unique science of what? A sanid and chain of transmission. No one in the world has that. If you want to read the works of Orientalists, go read the work of Montgomery Watt. Montgomery, you know how to spell Watt, W-A-T-T. And his work is called The Formative Period. He discusses the asanid and the chain of transmission and says you Muslims are the only people on the face of earth that you have the profile and the life history of 500,000 people, 500,000 people. No one in the world and no religion will ever have that. So there are that our unique features, you must remember that. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, he used to say, if there was no chain of transmission, then anybody would say anything, whatever they want to. So therefore, not you just hear a lecture and somebody is speaking and you start quoting, you must go and verify it. Otherwise, it's a major, major sin and you go straight to Jahannam. The hadith is mutawatir. Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kadhaba alayya mutaammidan, you lie against me deliberately, I did not say that, and you say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, you say the hadith, fal yatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar, you must reserve your seat straight in Jahannam. Hadith Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Mustadi Ahmad. That's what we mean mutawatir. So many muhaddithin scholars have mentioned it and so forth. It has reached the stage of celebrity, as the technical jargon goes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 29th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa. there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. It is day number 629. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday till today, this morning, 14 Jutlas and Jews and Zionists dispatched to hell. May they rot in hell, the haramis. Remember the war criminals and the real terrorists. 68 Palestinians in the past 24 hours martyred by the Israeli forces, Americans, the snipers and so forth. And in the West Bank, 4 of them martyred and killed by the Israelis. The settlers go and burn the Palestinians' houses, cars with impunity. And remember the European Union say we're going to have sanctions, then they delay it. Harami, 629 days have passed, you did nothing. And then you, America, every time they want a ceasefire, you veto it. And then you say that we Muslims are the terrorists. Who are the biggest terrorists? You are the biggest terrorists. Remember, whether it is Clinton or whether it is Obama or whether it is Bush or whether it is, you must remember, Biden or whether it is you, Trump, a whole lot of you war criminals, remember that. They say about 7 October 2023, you put us in a concentration camp and then you tell us we must just accept it. How the hell must we accept it? So there must be retaliation and there must be reaction. Therefore, we say, and my fatwa, you can mention it in any part of the world, the only solution for the Palestinian and Jutla and Jews and Israelis is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. You must have one country and you can have your democracy, whatever. We don't believe in it, but everybody can stay there with one rule, and the Palestinians must rule it. The true Palestinians, not these all these idiots and so forth who are bootlickers of America or Israel. Masjidul Aqsa is still closed, you must remember, according to the reports we have received, and we know that the haramis maybe say that after Friday, then we'll open it. You know, the Jutas, forever they got some hidden agenda and so forth and so on. Tehran is a country where it's a place. Capital with 10 million people, right? I was there in 2013. Iran is 90 million and Tehran is 10 million. So now everything is coming back to normal. There in Tehran, the internet is back, and you must remember the cars are moving around, the shops are opening, and people are celebrating their victory against Israel and against America and so forth. So Iran apologizes to Qatar and said that it was a bad move, you know, that we attacked your country, but we wanted to teach the Americans a lesson. But they didn't teach them. It was a very, very weak and hopeless response. We must remember that as well. So now you must remember Trump is trumpeting away and saying we destroyed the Iranian nuclear and the uranium and all that. But their biggest media, New York Times and CNN, have disputed this and say that the nuclear is still intact. Yes, you damaged the plant, but you didn't destroy the uranium or the nuclear and so forth. And similarly, the Pentagon also said that there was a leak from the Pentagon. So therefore, Trump just shoots his mouth, you know. Look at Netanyahu, the war criminal BB. How he wants to remain in power. He's plotting and planning. He says, okay, now next week America will speak to Iran. They will make their deal, and then we will speak to Gaza and Palestinians. There will be some deal done, obviously in favor of the Israelis and so forth. Then he wants to speak to the Saudis, to MBS, the Murtads, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Both parties are khabith and impure and immoral. Then we will try and then make peace with them, and they will make peace with us, and then we will have elections. You see, that is what is plotting and planning. Wa makaru wa makar Allah. Inshallah, he will be humiliated before that and after that and go to jail. He and Trump, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, will go to jail in our lifetime. You know, 9/11, you remember 9/11? 2001, you must remember that, 11 September and so forth. They said the Muslims, they were attacking the Twin Towers and all that fairy tales. Hasbara. Do you know what is Hasbara? Just now you did tafsir. Hasbara means the propaganda, the term the Jutlas use, and blame the Arabs, blame the Muslims. They themselves pulled it off. Allah Jalla Wala Ki Lati Be Awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Listen to this guy's name. You're going to listen to him many a time in future, inshallah, it looks like. His name is Zahran Mamdani. Zahran Mamdani. And his father's name is who? Dad Mahmood. He's a Muslim, right? So now he won the elections on behalf of the Democratic Party to become the mayor of New York. The biggest city there, you must remember, New York, and he will become the first Muslim mayor, and that's what's going to happen most probably. It's not 100% confirmed, but that is what it looks like according to what the polls are and the media is saying. So they asked him a question, you, Mr. Mamdani, if you become the mayor of New York, will you meet Modi, the Prime Minister of India, because he hails from that part of the world? He said that I don't meet the butcher of Gujarat. I don't meet the butcher of Gujarat. You heard? So now the Hindus are up in arms. He spoke the truth. You Modi knows what he did there. So you must remember the American regime said for 10 years they will not give him a visa after murdering Muslims, more than 2,000, raping our women and so forth in Gujarat. And the Jutlas are worried that in London there is a Muslim, so-called Muslim Khan, Siddiq Khan. Now in New York also another Muslim. They see stars daytime, the haramis, the Jutlas. So the Jutlas are worried what will happen if Mamdani becomes the mayor there in New York. The EU say they will delay sanctions against Israel. You waste of time, you America, you and you European Union, you whiteies. Because it is Jews and white guys. So now delay. If it was Arabs or Muslims or Africans, then same time you will take action. We know your apartheid and we know your double standards, you hypocrites and haramis. In Kenya yesterday, the people were protesting because last year, you must remember that was 24th of June, the people protested in their thousands and the police killed so many people. So again, they were protesting yesterday against the high taxes and all those type of tariffs and so forth. So 8 people were killed yesterday in Kenya, in Nairobi. Latest statistics coming out of Iran, Israel killed more than 600 people there in Iran in this war of theirs, 627 to be exact, and more than 5,000 were injured. Obviously, the Jutlas don't release the figures, but hundreds were killed, that much we can tell you, and thousands of them went into depression and hospital, and then they gone nuts, and they're leaving the country in droves. They're leaving for America, Cyprus, and Australia, and here and there. So get out and foot sack. We told you that 30 years ago. And remember, all your settlements we will take over, insha'Allahul Aziz. So you must remember in Pakistan, you know, Pakistan is a very beautiful country. It doesn't get the enough coverage it deserves. The Pakistan tourism, and that should wake up a bit, you know. So if you go to the other side of Pakistan, there's a place called the Hunza Lakes, H-U-N-Z-A. Hunza Lakes, one of the most beautiful lakes in the Pakistan and Asia and so forth. So people, you should go visit. We stayed there, you know. So beautiful places, but people just hear negative things of Pakistan because the government is also corrupt and the army also is corrupt. So therefore, but they need to give it a positive light. Russia and Mali, they're boosting the trade. You know, when we were young in school, they used to tell us, I'll kick you from here right till Timbuktu. We never even dreamt about where Timbuktu. Timbuktu is there in Mali. So Mali, very good, you must remember. Burkina Faso, very good. So all these countries are forging their own future, kicking the whiteys out. So Russia is good for them and Mali is good for Russia. Now let us come to our Islamic calendar. On my watch here, it's showing, you know this Al-Fajr watch, it's showing already first Muharram. So listen to this. So the Saudis, Najdis, Wahhabis, Kafirs, the government announced last night that it is first Muharram today, Thursday, and the moon was sighted. Didn't I tell you they will tell you all these things here? How the hell can you see the moon? Please explain to me when it's 5-hour moon, 6-hour moon. You go ask the experts, you must remember in Falakiyat, in astronomy and so forth. Even with the telescope, only after 12 hours or so, you can see the moon and the crescent. So how the hell you guys saw it in 5 hours and 6 hours? This is the Sazish. This is the makar. This is the pretense that they are Muslim, but they pakka kafir. See, Quran is telling you, and wallahi, I got Quran in front of me and by me, that this ayat is applicable to the Najdi Saudi regime. If you understand the Islamic calendar, Almighty Allah speaks of it in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra. That the Islamic calendar has 12 lunar months, and that Allah proscribed, ordained the day He, Almighty Allah, created the universe. Minha arba'atun hurum, four are sacred months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then the next verse, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 37. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. The mushrikeen and the polytheists and idol worshippers, they suffaddle with the calendar, make it back, go front this way. Allah said, you are non-Muslims, and this is another addition in your blasphemy. So this ayat applies today to the Saudi regime, remember that. They just want to bootleg the Americans, bootleg the Israelis, and make the Ummah fools and idiots, remember. My advice to all of you, if you are in Saudi, now you'll follow them, what you can do. You can't do much, you see. But if you're outside Saudi, according to me, whether you're the biggest Molvi or Sheikh or Sheikhul Islam or whatever you want to call yourself, it's not permissible for you to follow the Saudi regime as far as the Islamic calendar goes. Their track record is there for 40 years or more. They have destroyed the Hajj, they have destroyed the Ramadan, destroyed the Eid. 1984. In Ramadan, they had 28 days, you must remember that. They invited us to become qazis, you know, after Hajj, about 15 years ago, plus minus. So we were in Riyadh, and now it was the so-called Muharram. We met them personally. The Grand Mufti, who's blind till now, is the Grand Mufti, Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh. We asked him, when is Ashura, 10th of Muharram, for example. He said, today, Wednesday, for example. You see, just example I'm giving. Then we must remember, we met Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan. He is the Ra'isul Quzat, the Chief Justice. So the Chief Qazi. We asked him, when is Ashura? He said, Thursday. So you are both in Riyadh. We are witness to that. Till today, my colleagues are here in South Africa. And now, what the hell you guys are doing? Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, Hukumatul Rashida, Hukumatul Kufriya, Haramis, destroying the Ummah and making sanamas in Makkah and Medina, bikini beaches there in Jeddah, and calling all the extravaganza musical shows. Inshallah, you will never get the World Cup 2034. We make dua. Allahumma ahlik ahle Saud, kama ahlakta adaw wa samud. A great, great disservice to Islam is done by the Saudi kafir regime. Elon Musk, another harami. Tesla sales are down in Europe. People have lost confidence in him. And these, you know, without the driver, electrical cars, they say, yeah, your car is hopeless. Rather, we choose the Chinese one, and so forth and so on. A Zionist, listen to this. This happened at Moscow airport. You see that? It went viral. I was there at Moscow airport, so I know what's happening there a little bit. So remember, there is a Zionist. This is how they are, you see. Harami is the scum of the earth. He hails from Belarus. He sees a 2-3-year-old boy from Afghanistan. First they said Iran. He's not from Iran, he's from Afghanistan. He picked him up and smashed him to the earth. You must remember, to the tiles and that. So anyway, that everything is on camera. He's arrested and charged for attempted murder. You should hang him, Putin. You should send him to Siberia. That is what you must do with these haramis. Australia, ABC, also humiliated and disgraced. You must remember that. They are the ones who dismissed. So you must remember one person there, that person spoke in favor of Palestine and so forth. The matter went to court. And now the court has ruled that this lady was dismissed unfairly and so forth. So now they will have to compensate her or reinstate her. You must teach them a lesson. Don't fear anybody. South Africa, quickly, Edgar Lungu. You heard of him? Edgar Lungu. So he was the president of Zambia. Where must they bury him? So yesterday they're supposed to bury him in South Africa. The Zambian government intervened and said, no, we don't allow this and so forth. So between his family and the Zambian government, there's big conflict and tussle going on there. Joburg speaker, you know, in the municipality there has been removed. The mayor retains his post, but Zilla is going to win. It seems like people are fed up with the ANC and all their corruption and cronyism and so forth. Terrible weather is coming that side there to the EU, to the EC, Eastern Cape and so forth. Your PE is London, King Williamstown and all that. So that's what they're predicting and forecasting. Remember that. For American, its demise starting tomorrow in Chicago. More than 50, 60 brothers from South Africa are there. Allah make all our tabliki istimas, inshallah, a means of hidayat. And we make dua for all of them, inshallah. We in South Africa scan the sky tonight, and it's 29 our moon, inshallah, 28, 29. We'll see it, inshallah, inshallah. Then once the announcement is made, we will send out the calendars also. So tonight, tomorrow will be, you must remember, the first, you understand, Muharram, 1447, Friday, inshallah. Last night I was there with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. While teaching, he asked me, did you translate that, you know, about Shahadat-e Hussein, you know. So I told him, gee, that we translated it and we sent it to thousands of people. So anybody wants to know who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, just send me a message 071-888-1184 and inshallah, just write Karbala, we will send it to you. So inshallah, we go now, we got 12 minutes, 11 minutes for the Q&A. Let's fire up Salim Kareem, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, a woman is 28 weeks pregnant, baby has no life. She is induced to give birth. Will there be janaza, ghusl and kafan for the baby?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, manish tu hilla fa alayhi al-janaza. So remember, when the baby is born and that baby cries and makes noise and there's signs of life and so forth, then you will have ghusl, you will bathe the baby, then you will have the kafan, the shrouding, you will have salatul janaza, and you will have the funeral prayer, and then the dafan, and then the burial. In this case here, remember, it seems that the baby was born, stillborn, or whatever technical term you want to use. So in those cases here, there is no salatul janaza, there is no real ghusl and kafan. You just pour a little bit of water, wrap up the baby there in one piece of cloth, and just bury there in the graveyard. For you parents, it's difficult, but remember, it's a blessing in disguise. Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that tomorrow that child will be told enter Jannah. He becomes the big barrister, the senior counsel, Queen's counsel. No, Allah, I don't enter Jannah. Allah knows everything, past, present, and future. Almighty Allah's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing. Why you don't go to Jannah? I want my parents with me. Okay, go pick them up and you take them inside. So think about that, parents. Allah Ta'ala made khair for you. Wa asa an takrahu shay'a wa huwa khairul lakum. In life, many a time we dislike something, but remember, in the long term it's better for you. So keep on asking Almighty Allah, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Chapter 37, Surah Yasin is 36, Surah Safar is chapter 37, verse 100. Ya Allah, grant me pious normal children. Rabbi habli min as-salihin.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay if I rent my shop to a lady who does hairdressing business?
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 2, teaches us laws and principles as Muslim. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Where there is good things happening, there is ishtima taking place there, there is a program in the masjid and so forth, so there we must participate. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not go and cooperate in sin and in transgression. Remember that. So therefore, yes, now, you look at it. So you got your premises, you want to give it to this lady. She's going to cut everybody's hair, trim everybody's hair. The ladies will be coming there, scantily clad and all that. So totally haram and not permissible, and that income also is not permissible. So we need to be very clear. We must promote the good actions. We must never ever promote or be a party to the vices and evil and sins.
of Kitab, why do the Shia make sajda on a piece of stone?
When I went to Iran, the first place that I saw that was in Qum. So now what happened? I landed there on Monday, the 1st Rabiul Awwal 2013, and 13th Rabiul Awwal, I returned. So then from there, the driver Zari took me to Khomeini's grave. So I said, what the hell are we doing here? So then I asked him, why did minarets are so high? 92 meters. You know what is 92 meters? So he said, no, he lived for 92 years. Khomeini, la'anatullah alayhi. So therefore, I told him, this man is kafir. He nearly fell down. You know, I said, let's get out from here. I got nothing to do with him. So we just read Zohar Salat in another place there. And then we went to Qum. So Qum is their holy city. If you know anything of Iran, you must know this much, that the Shias, Kafir, they believe in 12 Imams. The Imam Thamin, that is the 8th Imam, Imam Riza, that is what they call him, alayhi salam. This is Shia terminology, is buried in Mashhad. So Imam Riza's sister, that is Zainab, that is Fatima Masuma, she is buried in Qum. So they flock there, the Shias and so forth. So I saw this day, you see. I used to go wherever I am. Isfahan, Shiraz, Tehran, Ray. I go to their Husseiniyah. They don't say Masjid, they say Husseiniyah. Then I see this there. So why they put it on the lighter side? I say, Mawlana Salim and esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, and of, you understand, Marcus Sahaba. I say, you know, in South Africa, we have too many potholes. So the Shias, they got potholes in their brains. So they put with that one that they put, or they put two. One for balancing and one for alignment. That is just on the lighter side. The real reason why they put that turba, what they call it? Turba. So you must remember that they put that turba there because they say, what is the definition of sajda? Wad'ul jabhati alal ard. You must put your forehead and your head there on the ground. So you can't put it on the carpet. If you see in Masjid Nabawi, Makkah, and then 90%, they will not make sajda on the carpet. They will go front, they will break the serfs and rows, and they'll make on the tiles and all that. Another light-started story. So one Pakistani went. We don't see all this in our country, but you, Mosalib, you know this. So now if you go to the tribal areas and villages in Pakistan, so till today, you will find they use the dela. They use the stone to make istinja, you know, after number one and all that. And then they'll use the water. So one Pakistani guy went to where the Shias are. He saw these stones and the turba. He took it and he started using it for his private part. They nearly killed him, you must remember that. So all haram business of the Shias, you must remember, that we totally rejected.
Kitab, what is the short version of istikhara? How do I make?
Remember that the easiest way to make istikhara today, you must give answer for your proposal. You still 50-50. So read now with me. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, khirli khara, khiri, khirli, ya Allah, jalla wala, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. Wakhtarli. Whatever comes in your heart, that is your answer. All that business, you mustn't speak to anybody. You must do it at night and then go and sleep. Nothing like that is mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. It's just the rai and opinion of some ulama. So leave all that. You don't have to worry about that. Islam made things very easy. So just read again. Allahumma khirli waqtarli. Must I marry Fatima or Aisha? So Fatima came. So I marry Fatima. You are daughter, sister. That must I marry Umar or must I marry Abu Bakr? You see, so Umar came. So you marry Umar. Abu Bakr came in your heart. So marry Abu Bakr. Like that. At the same time, you'll get the answer. And if you want to do it a little bit longer way, you read 2 rakat salat, for example, today now, after for sunrise, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So 15 minutes also is fine. And you read 2 rakat ishraq, and they make intention, salatul hajat, salatul istikhara. You read Surah Fatiha, Qul Ya Kafirun, second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Qul Wallahu Ahad. And then when you make salam, then in your salat also you can say it in the ending. Or after salam you say, Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. And same time what comes in your heart, that's your answer. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif regarding the hadith, Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. Last question.
Is there any significance that for Fajr Salah, the mutawalli switch off the lights in the masjid.
Sometimes they switch off the lights and sometimes ANC switch off the light and no current. You see that? Is that permissible, this? That they're so dark in the masjid that people get injured, you know, we hit the steps or our shoes get stolen and so forth. That the crooks, you know, is very nice, this masjid. Everything is dark and so forth and so on. So this is a custom I found when I was in Newcastle, you know. So Newcastle, you know, Transvaal Natal. So Transvaal stops there by Falkirk. And then when you go that side, Charlestown, you'll see a small boat there in Afrikaans. You understand? Grens. Grens means boat. So there you must remember Charlestown, then you come there for Newcastle, and then you go Ladysmith, Escort, Marisburg. So normally in the Natal towns and cities you will see this, you know. So that they switch off the lights, and not all but most places. Here in Transvaal we don't have it, but normally. So but we don't agree with that. You must remember, you must leave the lights on. There's no virtue and all that. For that time you must switch off the lights and all that. Maybe the imams have said that if the lights are on, then I can't concentrate. So then switch off the lights and that. So imams have, you must learn properly your surahs and all that. Our shoes are getting stolen, people are getting injured, and so forth and so on. So therefore, that is not part of Islam. It's a rasam, it's a riwaj. You know from where? Palanpur, Saharanpur, Kolwatpur, Dabelpur, too much pur, and eating puris the whole time. So you can't eat puri in darkness, you know. You must read in light. So that was just one story. But today our program, inshallah, we will be between 11 and 12, will be on Muharram. And the nasiha that in the morning, the interview with Mufti Farhan Karani, 1 to 2, will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tonight, abundant Durood Sharif is a new year, is a new month. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. And read Surah Kaf and read everything you can. Start the new year with wonderful du'as and so forth. Make du'a for the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.